Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is one of those trading for a living questions. As an independent trader, what do you do about health insurance? And I know this is going to vary by country or whatever, but you know, what do you do out there in Australia?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that this is probably someone in the States, and I get private health insurance. I pay it. It's just part of the expense. It's kind of like Canada over here, where you kind of have a little bit of, you can kind of get covered by the government, but it's kind of smart to have private insurance because it just gives you more options. You know, you don't have to go where they say you need to go or whatever. So yeah, so I do get private health insurance. I think it's just one of those expenses. You remember, sometimes traders get a little bit weird and they think, you know, why am I paying for this software, or why is this, you know, this and that, you know, why are these all expenses? But you know, if you were like somebody who sold ice cream, you'd have to buy the ice cream, pay the staff, rent the place where you're selling the ice cream, buy floor cleaner and pay the water bill, and you know what I mean, and fix the toilet when it was broke. You know, all these things, it's just a business. So as a business, you know, you got to buy your software and your computer and your internet and, you know, whatever tools you need, like Forex Tester or whatever's part of the deal. And it's really not a lot. So I consider health insurance to be like a really cheap thing, because obviously the implication here is if you had a job and you were working for Bank of America or whatever, they would probably give you a nice health package, which is fine, but I would rather have my freedom, trade by myself and not have to deal with all that. So I just get my own. I mean, that's the easy answer. And I know some people might think this is a funny question, but it's a big deal when you're actually you're out on your own, because this is one of the things that happens when you're out on your own. You got to figure out, okay, how am I gonna, you know, make money for next month, or how am I going to pay for if something happens to me? You know, you get in a car accident or whatever, something terrible happens. You know, these are the sorts of things you got to think about. So yeah, or, you know, shark attack or whatever, you know, whatever happens to you, you have to be prepared, right? So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Working on the beach is great until you get bit by a shark.
But yeah, it's the hazards of the job. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, I think it's a good point also that, you know, some people maybe stick to their job a little too long, or maybe they don't want to quit just because of the health insurance. So maybe just like take a look at how much the health insurance actually costs. And, you know, obviously don't jump to a conclusion too early, or don't get out of your job if you have responsibilities. But at the same time, maybe just, you know, look at the actual cost, and it might be a lot less than you think.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. That's great advice. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Walter. See you later.
Thanks. Thanks, Hugh. See ya. Bye.